Megan Messerly, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Before we talk about the tone of the convention, which I understand was pretty unruly, let's start with delegate counts. How many presidential delegates were up for grabs on Saturday, and who got them?
So there were 12 of the total pledged delegates that Nevada will send to the National Democratic Convention up for grabs on Saturday. There were five what's known as party leader and pledged official delegates, and then there were seven at-large delegates. And, you know, whoever had more of their supporters there, even just by a narrow edge, because each category is an odd number, they would sort of win that odd number delegate. So what ended up happening was Hillary Clinton had more of her supporters there. It was just about 33 more delegates compared to Sanders supporters out of the 3,400 convention goers. So very, very moderate gap between the two candidates. But that was actually enough to give her that delegate advantage in both that, you know, five delegate category and seven delegate category. So what that now means is adding those numbers into, you know, what happened out of the caucuses. There were a certain number of delegates that were apportioned based on the results of the caucuses, where Secretary Clinton also had the advantage there. So essentially the total now is she has 20 of these pledged delegates from Nevada to Sanders' 15 pledged delegates after yesterday.
So that's the final total of folks going to Philadelphia for the national convention.
That's correct. Yeah, and it's important to note that's just of the pledged delegates. There's eight unpledged delegates, which are what are known as superdelegates, and they're party leaders. Senator Harry Reid is one, and they can sort of choose whoever they want to vote for. So they're not included in that 35 pledged total, if you will. So their votes also count.
And so, Megan, you and I spoke just before the state convention last week, and you said you were expecting some chaos. How chaotic did this event turn out to be?
It definitely was a little chaotic. There was a first credentials report given, you know, the raw breakdown of numbers of Clinton and Sanders supporters, and those numbers showed Clinton advantage. And when that happened, there's obviously very strong reaction on both sides, you know, a lot of yays and cheering from the Clinton side and a lot of boos or disappointment and frustration from the Sanders side. And so they had to take a vote to sort of just adopt that credentials report or formality saying, you know, yes, we accept these numbers, you know, we're going to move forward with the process. And that was necessary to kick the convention off as saying, you know, we have this many bodies in the room, at least as of right now. And I think there was a lot of confusion about what that vote meant. It was very contentious. A group of Sanders supporters, you know, approached the stage and, you know, some of them were yelling, some of them were throwing insults at the party leadership on the stage, and security was trying to push them back and keep them calm. You had a lot of confusion about what that vote meant.
Well, and how deep of a divide do you still see between the Sanders and Clinton supporters now that this event is over and they're moving towards the national convention?
I think the divide runs pretty deep. You know, there are a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters who were really upset about the way things were running. They're upset with the party for a number of reasons, you know, didn't feel like they're being treated fairly by the party. And I even had one guy come up to me, a Bernie Sanders supporter, and say, you know, this is why Trump is going to win, because we're being, you know, pushed out of the party. They're not trying to include us. So we're just basically, you know, he was saying we're going to be so mad that, you know, we're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton if she's the nominee, therefore Donald Trump will win. So I would say that the divides run pretty deep, and this sort of message that the party was trying to push on Saturday, you know, saying we need to defeat Donald Trump, you know, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, who is our nominee, we need to unite together to defeat him, you know, and defeat all the other Republicans down ballot. But I don't think that the individual supporters of the camps themselves are necessarily ready for that time yet.
Megan Messerly, thanks for the recap.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Megan Messerly is a political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.